talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Go right to the front lines of history in the making. And we're going to go to the lines themselves. The lines themselves. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's ironic that Republicans don't seem to understand peaceful protests at all. After all, Scott Walker probably who knows if he still doesn't have his Depends yet that he's probably wearing when he was, you know, the people are sitting in the Capitol there where the Republicans actually did bring in people to rough up the people that were actually just peacefully sitting in our state Capitol. Republicans don't know the difference between peaceful protest and arms insurrection. It's obvious or they do, and they're just, you know, coddling up to their base with this. The Capitol insurrection was a violent act by thugs and just an armed mob that the Republican, you know, that Donald Trump weaponized and unleashed against our own country. I mean, we have to face the fact that Donald Trump, you know, that he loosed this weapon on our country, and he continues to loose it. I mean, his demagoguery this past weekend, you know, is another attack against this country. That he talks about enemies of the people. I mean, that Donald Trump is an enemy of the people. I mean, I hate to use that language, but I mean that he is a clear and present danger to the republic. I mean, he's the guy that Hamilton warned us against in Federalist 75 and how he closed out in 85. That he's one of the enemies of a general national government. He does not like a government at all, I think. That unless he's large and in charge and Lord Emperor of everything, and that he's unqualified, you know, he's not Augustus Caesar. That for his faults, Augustus Caesar actually was a talented leader. That where Donald Trump is untalented at anything aside from making people angry.
Right. Well, exactly. And I agree with you. And I'll go one step further. I mean, you know, a political theory has developed a lot in the 2,000 years since Caesar. And the fact of the matter is, we have a democracy. What they did is they tried to overturn an election, a democratic election. They continue to question it. And the problem is that it isn't just one or two nuts that are doing it. And it isn't even one or two senators are doing it. It's two-thirds of the House of Representatives, the Republicans in the House of Representatives, a number of senators, and a number of presidential candidates. And when you have people of that stature, and their stature, in my view, has been forfeited. In some cases, it was never earned in the first place. People of that stature saying it, you know, people who are by inclination going to be Republicans, many are going to believe it. They're being misled. And what that permission-giving class has done is who have corrupted our country. And Trump is at the center of it. Most of them know it's baloney. Remember, there was a taped conversation between Ron Johnson and the former chair of the Brown County, that's Green Bay area, a Republican Party. And this former chair taped it. And he said to Ron Johnson, look, you know, this is all baloney about the fraud in the election. And Johnson, to paraphrase it, said, yeah, I know that. But if I come out and say that, I lose all the Trump supporters in the state. He could never get reelected. Johnson admitted that the only reason he's continuing with the Trump lie is to try to get himself reelected. This is hard to understand. A lot of callers call in and can't understand it. And I had a hard time thinking, you know, believing it, but here's what I believe is occurring. There are people in our government, many of them, who have no integrity, no principles, who would willingly surrender our democracy for the cheap price of themselves staying in office for another 5 or 10 years. And then when they eventually pass away, having accomplished nothing other than destroying our democracy. They did it just because of the physical and the prestige pleasure of being in a cushy job and having everybody supposedly look up to them because of their status. That's beyond pathetic. I mean, not only are these people not Abraham Lincolns or, you know, John and Bobby Kennedy, who, you know, those three people were assassinated for their, you know, for what they did. These people are ciphers. They are, it's a sedition party now. It is a sedition party. And think of some of the history of this, some of the history of it. When Scott Walker was governor and there were the Act 10 protests, those were peaceful protests. There were a lot of people who were angry that he lay in the weeds and he ran for election and didn't say he was going to do this, and he unloaded on everybody. And later he was untruthful about right to work. You know, some of the unions, the operating engineers in particular, supported him in 2014 against Mary Burke when he ran for re-election. And they said, we only need one thing. We need your word that you will not sign a right to work bill. You'll veto it. He said, you have my word. He gets elected with their support. A few months later, he decides to run for president and he signs a right to work bill. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, in an editorial, I think it was in September of the year after he was elected, said his word is no good. This is the Republican Party. This is the Republican Party. And you know what it really reminds me of? Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary under Trump, was over in Saudi Arabia, and he was met at the airport, and the Crown Prince, you know, Chainsaw Charlie, he's quite fond of the chainsaw on the limbs of people whom he doesn't like Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. They met him and they're going along. Wilbur Ross said this with the media there, quote, he said, this is terrific. There are no protesters here. You can get work done. This is terrific. There are no protesters here. Yeah, there are no protesters there because the few that would be are being hung upside down and whipped into prison. There are also no women that he sees. And if he does, he doesn't even see their ankles, because if he saw their ankles, the religious police would whack them with canes and tell them to go back and put on more clothes. I don't want that society. I don't want that society. When Angela Merkel permitted a million people from these Islamic cultures to come into Europe without clearing it with the Prime Minister of England, without the President of France, even though many of them went to Paris and London and blew people up, there was one incident in one of the German cities where a bunch of people are sitting in outdoor cafes, and a bunch of these new immigrants, they hadn't been there but a couple of weeks, and they're walking down and it says Sharia police, and they go up to them and they say, you're immodestly dressed. You shouldn't be out in public like this. Who the hell is this? I mean, we don't want that in Europe. We don't want that in the United States. We're not going to import it anymore in the United States. And instead of their boyfriends getting up and punching them and throwing them in the street, these people went ahead and did that. I'm tired of it. Very, very tired of it. Very tired of people like Wilbur Ross in Saudi Arabia saying, this is terrific. There are no protesters here. Yeah, there's a reason there are no protesters in Saudi Arabia. They're dead or they're in prison. That's why. And I don't want a society like that. And with Scott Walker, what he did, I don't know if you remember this, guy calls in. He claims he's one of the Koch brothers. He's a great impersonator. Walker thought he was talking to one of the Koch brothers. He says, yes. And the Koch brother said, the fake Koch brother goes, well, you know, you have all this crowd. Why don't you send a few thugs out into the crowd and beat somebody up, and then they'll fight back, and then you'll just blame it on the crowd. You know, if I got a call like that, or somebody else got, they say, I'd turn them over to law enforcement and that would be it. But Walker sucked up because he thought it was a Koch brother, might get some contribution, and said, well, we haven't gotten to that point yet. What do you mean to that point yet? We're going to the lines. Dick, we have a little time before the break. Dick of Madison, what's on your mind today, my friend?
Well, I share every one of the views of, that Mark from the SAC has on Trump and this whole nonsense. And then you find this huge cache of guns out in the Denver area they found. You know, are they going to try and mess with the All-Star break game this week? It's on and on it goes. And then I didn't hear this, but did he kind of go mug shot on us too with a Hitler reference, I heard, Trump? I just don't get it either, because these people don't understand. He lost the first election, period. That's all there is to it, without the help of the Electoral College. He lost the midterms for him. He lost in his second bid as president. So what has he done? Plus, they lost the Senate. The only way they can stay in power is this voter suppression stuff that has to be squashed at the federal level and fast. These states are putting in some laws that are just unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, you are right. And, you know, you raised something very important. This cache of guns in Denver, they found a guy in Chicago, too, you know, some people. Fortunately, these hotel maids go through to make the bed, and suddenly they see semi-automatic weapons and ammunition. And fortunately, they blow the whistle. These guys are arrested. The one in Denver, you know, they're playing the All-Star game out there. And in Chicago, I mean, this is a high-rise hotel. We're a free society. We're not Saudi Arabia. You can't police everything. But thank God for great hotel staff who keep an eye out for this. But it is all through society. And Trump, the violent talk from Trump, the intemperate talk from Trump, set the stage for this back when he was running against Hillary Clinton. We're going to the break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to the lines right after the break. Number is 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long-tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.